Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we're diving deep into the true meaning of love. The Bible verse for today is found in John chapter 15, verse 13. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.
You know, it's fascinating how our culture has become completely consumed with the idea of love. Everywhere we turn, we're bombarded with messages about romance and passion. From the songs playing on our radio to the latest blockbuster movies, we see love being glorified and even idolized in ways that often miss its deeper meaning. But when we look closely, we start to see that what our culture calls love is often something quite superficial. It's usually driven by fleeting emotions and temporary feelings. We see people making life-altering decisions based on these momentary passions, sometimes even walking away from their families for what they believe is a more exciting romantic pursuit. This cultural definition of love stands in stark contrast to what Scripture teaches us about true divine love. While our society often portrays love as something that's primarily about personal fulfillment and happiness, God's definition of love is radically different. It's not about what we can get, but rather what we can give, not about how others can make us feel, but about how we can serve and sacrifice for others. Let me tell you about the profound nature of God's love. It's something that completely transforms our understanding of what love truly means. This isn't just about warm feelings or emotional connections. God's love is marked by its sacrificial nature, demonstrated most powerfully when Jesus willingly gave his life for all of humanity. That's the ultimate example of laying down one's life for others. Think about this. God's love is completely selfless. It doesn't ask, what's in it for me? Or how will this benefit me? Instead, it consistently puts others first, seeking their well-being above all else. This love remains steadfast and unwavering, regardless of whether it's reciprocated or even acknowledged. It doesn't depend on the worthiness of the recipient or fluctuate based on circumstances. One of the most remarkable characteristics of this divine love is its absolute incompatibility with hate. When we truly experience and embrace God's love, it leaves no room for hatred in our hearts. It's transformative in nature, changing not just how we feel, but how we think and act toward others. Even in the face of opposition or persecution, this love responds with grace and compassion. This kind of love goes beyond human understanding. It's not just about being nice or doing good deeds. It's about a fundamental transformation of our hearts that enables us to love others with the same kind of sacrificial, unconditional love that God shows us. It's about seeing others through God's eyes and valuing them as He does, regardless of who they are or what they've done.
You know what's truly amazing about God's love? It's not an exclusive club with a velvet rope and a strict guest list. This remarkable transformative love is freely available to every single person on this planet. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you've done, or who you are, God's love is there for you. Think about that for a moment. In a world where so many things are reserved for the privileged few, where access often depends on your status or wealth, here's something extraordinary that's offered to everyone without condition. You don't need to earn it, and you certainly don't need to prove you're worthy of it. God's love is simply there waiting to be embraced. Let's talk about how we can experience this love in our daily lives. It starts with something as simple as quiet moments of prayer and reflection. When you wake up in the morning, take a few minutes to acknowledge God's presence and open your heart to His love. Throughout your day, look for signs of His love in the simple things: a beautiful sunrise, a kind word from a stranger, or the laughter of children. Reading and meditating on Scripture can also deepen our understanding of God's love. The Bible is filled with stories and verses that demonstrate the depth and breadth of divine love. Take time to really absorb these words, letting them sink deep into your heart and transform your perspective. Another practical way to experience God's love is through community. When we gather with others who are also seeking to understand and embrace God's love, we create opportunities to both give and receive this love in tangible ways, whether it's through acts of service, words of encouragement, or simply being present for someone in need. We become channels of God's love to others. So how do we actually embrace this divine love and make it a real part of our lives? Well, the first step is recognizing that sometimes we put up walls without even realizing it. we might feel unworthy, damaged, or too far gone. Maybe past hurts have made us hesitant to open our hearts fully. But here's the beautiful truth. God's love isn't intimidated by our barriers. The key is to start small. Begin each day by simply saying, God, I want to experience your love today. It doesn't have to be complicated or eloquent. Just open that door of communication. When you feel doubt creeping in, when you question whether you deserve this love, remember that worthiness isn't part of the equation. God's love isn't earned, it's freely given. One of the biggest obstacles we face is our own expectations. We often want dramatic mountaintop experiences, but God's love frequently shows up in quiet, subtle ways. It might be in the peace you feel during a difficult situation or the strength you discover when you thought you had nothing left to give. Learn to recognize these gentle touches of divine love in your daily life. Another common hurdle is our tendency to try to understand everything intellectually. Sometimes we need to let go of our need to analyze and simply allow ourselves to be loved. It's like standing in the rain. You don't need to understand the meteorological process to get wet. Just stand there with your arms open and let God's love wash over you. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this powerful truth. God's love isn't just a concept to understand. It's a reality to experience. Whether you're taking your first steps toward embracing this love or you've been walking this path for years, remember that this inexhaustible unconditional love is available to you right now.
Let's close with a prayer, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your boundless, unconditional love, a love that gives without asking, that remains steadfast no matter our flaws. Teach us to embrace this love fully, to tear down the walls we've built from doubt, fear, or past hurt. Help us to see ourselves and others through your eyes, with hearts softened by compassion and hands ready to serve. Lord, let your love transform us from within, filling us so completely that it overflows into our actions and relationships. Remind us in the simple moments, a sunrise, a kind word, or a quiet peace, that your presence surrounds us always. We stand in awe of your selfless sacrifice and the grace that continues to wash over us. May we never take it for granted, but live each day as reflections of your love, bringing light and hope to a world in need. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, may God's unfailing love surround you and uplift your spirit. May his peace guide your heart and his joy fill your soul. As you step into each moment, may you reflect his light, sharing kindness, hope, and blessings wherever you go. Take care and go in grace.